This is Twit.
I really don't want to spend too much time on this because it's almost a running joke. In fact, this was the running joke for Breaches before Equifax became the running joke in Breaches. And that is, Yahoo has finally revealed that, yeah, we lost everything. Now, remember, over the last couple of years, Yahoo has been increasing the number of accounts that have been breached. It started off with a couple of million, then a couple of tens of millions, then a few hundred million, then a billion, then a billion and a half. Now they're saying, yeah, they got everything. Every user who had a Yahoo account in August of 2013 was likely affected by its massive hack. Now, this is coming from the company's parent, Verizon, because remember, Verizon bought Yahoo and turned it into Oath. This latest disclosure, it triples the number of accounts that was first announced in 2013. And with the number being now at 3 billion, it's almost kind of mind-boggling to the point that it doesn't even make sense anymore. Chibert, this doesn't have as much impact anymore because I think right about the time we hit a billion, people realized, yeah, I don't really use Yahoo for anything anymore, right? I mean, that's kind it's the sad truth.
Yeah, I'm numb. You know, it's like, okay, Yahoo is now the ultimate party joke. The C-suite at Yahoo definitely needs to go into all the MBA studies as what not to do. And, you know, I got a sneaky hunch, maybe, just maybe, maybe their email system at Yahoo didn't work because they obviously weren't talking to each other. And, you know, give up.
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's the fun thing about this hack. We've got in the chat room, Swamp Rat is humorously saying that next month, Yahoo will announce that 137 trillion users have been compromised. And that's about right if you follow the progression of disclosures here. But Lou, we'll go into the business aspect a little bit later. I want to focus on the security aspect. There's been a lot of disclosures like this. Target, Home Depot, Sony. You know, even linens and things have had breaches. In fact, right now there's a breach running for Whole Foods. That there's been breaches from their. And by the way, I knew Whole Foods had restaurants. I had no idea that they had tap rooms. That was kind of new for me. But those accounts are actively being exploited. The Yahoo thing is interesting in that even though most of us said, yeah, I might have one or two or 10 Yahoo accounts, most of us don't use them anymore. But in light of recent breaches, we've seen how these lower-level accounts can be used to get higher and higher and higher up the security fountain. And this is really what they're going for now. I mean, this is the new reality of security, which is the most out-of-date, the most abused, the most neglected account actually still might give hackers access to the accounts you care about.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem. I think, in fact, in my perspective, you say I don't use it that much, but you're right. I actually use it for, like, for instance, when I sign up for Gmail, it says, do you give me another account that we can access you on or maybe reset your password with? And so, you know, sometimes I'll use an Yahoo account, right? And this is just another email address, Hotmail, Google, you know, Outlook that I use for security purposes. And, you know, now I have to go back and look to see, you know, what account did I use for that? You know, another thing is there's a lot of paid services that Yahoo has, like Flickr. And so now people have to go back and think, well, you know, is my account information, including my payment information now, you know, out there? Do I have to start worrying more about that? So it goes back down to that plan that we said, hey, you know, just assume breach, that when you sign up for a service, just assume that they can be breached and just be aware that the information that you give them will most likely be breached at some point. And if you're okay with that, then keep moving forward. But if you're not okay with giving data, like for instance, when I pay for something and they ask me for my credit card and my billing address, why do they need my billing address? Normally you just walk up and you give your zip code. Why do they need the actual address to verify it? So these things like that, I mean, these are the things we should start questioning and start pushing back on retailers and other services. Otherwise it'll continue to be a problem.
Let's look at the things that were actually taken. We know that it had names, it had email addresses, phone numbers, birthdays, as well as hash passwords and security questions. Now, okay, that's a lot, but it's not exactly everything, especially when you compare it to what was taken from, say, Equifax or the OPM. But Chibert, and this was mentioned in our chat room by Stoneweight, Yahoo is a stepping stone. And even though most of us, like for example, I know I have at least a dozen Yahoo accounts, none of which have actual real information about me, but they are still connected to accounts I do care about. As Lou mentioned, I have a Gmail account that uses a Yahoo account as a backup. I've never used it ever, but it still is linked. And if someone has the Yahoo account and they request a reset, it might actually go straight to them. Do we have to care about this now? There have been so many throwaway services that most of us have forgotten about. I don't even think we remember where all the breadcrumbs are.
Yeah. It's gotten to the point where my password vault, I've got 7,000 accounts in there just because I'm just trying to keep, and I've gotten to the point where I'm telling my password vault to randomly generate these insane passwords when I know I'm going to have a throwaway account, just because I'm probably going to forget about it. But you know what? Let's be real. The next bite we're going to talk about is we're going to start talking about what can we do? What can our industry do to make this better? And you know what? Next week, we're going to have a crossover episode with Denise Howell of Twill. And we're going to go talk about the legal ramifications and the technical ramifications of fixing this. What do you think? Think that might be a good episode, chat room?
I kind of like that.